You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who prefers to travel by catapult, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, man, it is finally Monday. We are back on the air, ready to talk about the things in life that make us happy. And start your week off on a good note, hopefully. Hope you had a great day. Hope you're staying warm. It was a frigid weekend here in Wisconsin over most of the state. And it looks like there's no sign of let up in sight. We've got weather on the way. We'll talk about that a little bit. And we'll talk about two big sporting events over the weekend. Packers-Bears, Marquette-UW. Lots going on there. We've got, so much going on. We've got Netflix mergers and Don Rosen. If you listen to WRJN or hear Don Rosen here on the network, he's been a guest on this show. I have a really interesting tidbit that Don shared with me earlier about Netflix. And we've got news about a big beer coming to Wisconsin that's going to be released here in 2026. And I'm going to have to lean on Conrad a little bit for that, because I'm not a huge beer drinker, but apparently this beer and this news is huge. Lots going on. Great guests. We are going to kick off the week right here tonight and do it in style. We've got Mike Clemens coming up at 5:35. He's going to break down the Packer-Bear game. It was a good one. And we'll talk to Mike about that at 5:35 and get his thoughts. And we've got, we've got Wisconsin Historical Society guests on tonight, all kinds of fun guests. Mike will be here at, as I mentioned, at 5:35. Glenn Silber, Wisconsin native filmmaker, will be on to discuss his really cool new documentary called Baristas versus Billionaires. That's coming up at 6:10 when Glenn will be here. He's in town in Madison, that is, for a couple night run over at the beautiful Barrymore Theater. Our resident mob expert, Bob Dennis, is going to drop by the studio at 6:35 to talk about Wise Guys and their connection to Wisconsin and their connection to the holidays. Should be a really fun segment, as it always is with Bob. At 6:35, we've got Bridget Zilke from the Wade House, one of the many fascinating Wisconsin historical sites. Bridget will join us and tell us about a really, really cool event going on at Wade House this weekend. So you're hearing a great night, folks. We're covering several different topics from all over the state, and it should be a good show. Working the board tonight is Conrad Krieger. Hello, Conrad.
Hello.
Are you exhausted after trying to figure out this?
You know, sometimes technology just doesn't like you.
You got it working, though. It looks like, I can see myself. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
It's a working camera. You know, it's on my side of the glass, so there's a little bit of reflection, but that's all right.
Yeah, it works. It looks all right.
Works fine.
And I have to have the lights on in the studio tonight because we can't see otherwise.
Yes,
right?
Correct.
I like my nightlight back there on, but that's okay. We'll do the show. In a well-lit room tonight.
Yes.
I usually turn on the lights anyway when guests come into the studio because I don't want to give them the wrong idea. And Bob Dennis has been here several times. So lots of fun stuff. We got a great question tonight, folks. And it is kind of a theme question here at Nightlight tonight. Why don't we do this, Con? Let's do the question of the night before we do the text to win, because I've got text to win information coming up too, and you're going to get the keyword in this first segment, folks, so don't go anywhere. But right now, it's time for our Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Oh, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, what is your favorite football movie? We are in the throes. The NFL season is really heating up. We've got a great battle that we're coming off of yesterday with the Packers and the Bears. The NFC North is still open for the taking. We had a great game last night that saw Patrick Mahomes and Kansas City lose, which is always fun.
Great night.
It was a great night. So that's our question tonight. What is your favorite football movie? There's been a lot of great ones. And some that were like had football as a theme. You could even say Something About Mary, because that had football. Brett Favre was in it, or Favre. So if it's remotely tied to football, we'll accept that answer. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. What is your favorite football movie? If you're listening on the app, you can text us on the app as well. Very easy to use. Just click the little text icon and fire away, and I will read your text on the radio. And if you're watching on the stream, and people can see us on the stream, correct?
That is correct.
All right. Drop us a stream comment, and I will read it on the radio. Love when you guys participate. Just a reminder, too, the phone lines are open, folks. You can jump in and talk about anything we're talking about here in hour number one and throughout the course of the show. We've got some bad weather on the way, Conrad. I don't know if you know that.
I do.
I just found out, and you and I found out the exact same way.
Yeah,
we got a Spectrum notice. And, you know, I have the Apple iPhone weather app. There was no snow in any of the next few days.
Yeah.
But then I clicked like in the middle of the night and there were snowflakes, and we're supposed to get like 4 inches of snow in Marinette, about 4 inches in Green Bay. Madison and Milwaukee on Wednesday are supposed to get freezing rain. So that'll be interesting. Just a mess. And it's only December.
You know, it always scares me when it says freezing rain. I'm like, great. That's going to be a beautiful day.
Yeah. And I need new tires too. My mechanic said, yeah, you should probably change your tires. I'm like, it's only late November. I'm fine for at least another month because I've been going based on what it's been like the last few years. But as it turns out, I went to Milwaukee this past weekend for the Milwaukee Independent Film Awards and had a great time there. But that was the fifth time I woke up Sunday morning ready to go back up to Marinette. And my wife and I get to the car and we had to brush it off like five times already. It wasn't even forecast.
I stayed over at my brother's on Saturday. So Sunday, I was like, I didn't even go outside until after the Packer game.
Yeah, it sucked.
So
but you could watch the game. You could watch the game and go, all right, it's not snowing out.
Yeah.
So that was the one advantage you could do.
I guess, yeah.
So anyway, we'll keep you posted if there's anything huge weather, any huge weather-related news, at least in northeast Wisconsin. It's supposed to start tonight, very late, as I understand it. And then again, was it tomorrow night, Con?
About you said tomorrow, around 6.
6 o'clock, yeah.
Which sucks, but so,
yeah. And then I think Madison and Milwaukee might get a little bit, but not quite as much. But so we'll keep you posted. But let us know. This is kind of cool. We've got for you beer drinkers, and I'm not even a drinker anymore. I don't really do alcohol per se. Maybe a little rubbing alcohol once in a while if I'm really thirsty. But you know, in a pinch. We've got a beer coming to Wisconsin that is 200 years old, Yuengling. Now, if you're a beer drinker, you've probably heard of this. You heard of it. I've never heard of this
Yuengling
beer. And Aaron Carreno, one of our Civic Media colleagues here, gave me this information. It's coming to Wisconsin and Iowa in 2026. It came to Illinois, I believe, this year. They're going to be in 30 states after they're here. Tell me, Conrad, why this beer is so good.
Let's just say it has beer with flavor.
It has what?
It's a beer with flavor.
Oh, okay.
You know, you got those light beers that taste a little bit like water.
Yeah.
This one actually has flavor to it.
Okay.
I don't know else to explain it besides it's just a great beer.
Well, that's great. Is it going to compete with like Spotted Cow?
It's not as good as Spotted Cow. No beer is as good as Spotted Cow. Let's just put it up there. But it's my second favorite. Their Yuengling just... lager, their basic one, great beer.
Good stuff, huh?
And they also have a light beer, too, called Yuengling Flight, which is decent.
Okay. So nothing to be scared of. It's not going to overtake Spotted Cow or anything like that, but people in Wisconsin at least will have the option of this beer that is...
Yeah.
Supposedly, this guy built a billion-dollar fortune on this beer. It's been around 200 years. That's insane.
Yeah, and I mean, we couldn't get it in Wisconsin. I think that's one of my brother's favorite beers, and... he'd go down and get beer and come back.
How far do you have to drive?
I think it's in Georgia around there, but you have to go pretty far down.
Your brother might be an alcoholic. That's all I'm saying. If you're willing to drive to Georgia for a beer.
Well, no, he was working there that time, so it was but
your brother is a fine, upstanding member of society.
If you haven't tried Yuengling, highly recommend it. when it comes to Wisconsin in 2026.
Absolutely. So my favorite football movie, I'll go first. And let me know, folks, I'm about to give you text to win information. And I know the text line will be dominated by that. But if you want to get your vote in early for best football movie, I'm going to go first. And I'm going to say All the Right Moves, a Tom Cruise movie from probably 84, 85. I think it came out right after Risky Business. But a really good football movie where Craig T. Nelson plays his coach. And Tom Cruise is growing up in a Western Pennsylvania steel town, just trying to get out and study, I think, engineering. But he's got to get a scholarship because everybody from the town goes to work in the mills. Really good football movie. Really good story. And I would say a runner-up would be Remember the Titans. What about you, Con?
The Longest Yard.
Let me guess. The Adam Sandler one? And
I actually, on social media, I said both versions. They're both funny films. They're both great. I think that was one of my first football movies I think I saw, to be honest.
Okay.
But, I mean, I remember going to Remember the Titans. They did, like, a screening at my local theater, and we went with, like, the whole football team. So that was a pretty cool experience.
Oh, yeah, that's a great. My only issue with Remember the Titans is at the end of the movie, this is just bad writing, but the Titans are down by a touchdown. There's, like, 4 seconds on the clock, and the opposing coach yells, "They're going to throw it deep. Cover deep!" Like, wow, really? You're like the most successful coach in the history of the state? It's such a bad line. Like, you don't need it.
I mean, he could have actually went to some coaches and be like, what is the formation for when you have everyone back? Instead of just saying cover deep.
Either that or just like, let's not worry about the off-tackle run right now. You know, something. But a great movie, really good movie, solid film. So let us know what your favorite football movie is, folks. As I mentioned, the Packers beat the Bears yesterday. Packer fans are thrilled. And I will say this. All my Bear fan friends weren't like the game was there. You catch that touchdown, and everybody seems to think Ben Johnson would have gone for two because that's who he is.
Probably.
Maybe they could have snuck out of there with a win, but the Packers' offense were like surgeons. They'd come out and answer what the Bears did precisely and quickly. And the Bears were like power football in that second half, just running over the Packer defense, which to a Bear fan was like, okay, here we go. But they just don't have the players the Packers have.
You know, the second half they came out and they wasted, they used a lot of clock and that kept our defense on the field and it really tired them out.
Yeah.
You could tell. And yeah, I mean, it was just, it was such a fun game and I can't wait in 2 weeks.
It should be good. And it was really cold. We'll see if it's as cold next time. But hey folks, it is time for me to give you some details on our grown-up gift list, multi-state text to win contest we're doing here at Civic Media through the 12th. That's Friday. You have 5 days to play. Who doesn't need $200 in their pocket? I know I could sure use it. I'm just not eligible. So if you text in the keyword I'm about to give you, my guess is you know how our contests work here at Civic Media, but you have to have the app. So text in the keyword I'm about to spring on you, and you are eligible for $200 cash. And that will automatically enroll you in the three grand prizes category. Brand new snowblower, stainless steel cookware set, or portable air conditioner. You just have to use the app, and I'm going to give you the keyword right now. It's a good one, folks. Easy to remember. Ready for this, Con? Text. T-E-X-T. Text. As in text to win. You've got some other information for people, too.
Yeah, you'll get another text, or you'll get a text, and it'll say you can get extra entries.
Yeah.
Follow that link and then do what it says.
We'll give you even more details right when we come back. This is Pete Schwab at Nightlight. Great to have you with me on this Monday. It's Monday, folks, on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. I'm Pete Schwab. This is Nightlight. It's great to have you here, folks. We're starting this week off right. We got a great question. What is your favorite football movie? So get in on that fun. And Mike Clemens coming up in just a few minutes with some, he's going to break down the Packer-Bear game. It was a good one out in the freezing cold at Lambeau yesterday. Did you go to the game, Con?
No, I was at my brother's. He had a little, you know, a little shindig.
Yeah. A little indoor tailgate.
And, well, yeah, had some dip and some buffalo pulled chicken sandwiches.
Ooh, delish.
It was good. It was good.
Hey, tell people before we get too far away from this, the key word, folks, for this hour is text, T-E-X-T. Just gave you that before the break. But there are other chances to win if you respond when we send you a confirmation link. You have even more chances to win, pardon me, when you set up or when you subscribe to Civic Media today. And Conrad's also going to tell you how you can get even more chances to win.
Well, once you enter, you'll get a link. And if you follow that, you'll be prompted. You can get extra entries, which is always good. You can follow the news, the Civic Media Today newsletter. That's one of the ways to get to it. Also, you can follow Nightlight on Apple Podcast and Spotify, and you get two extra entries right there.
Look at that! Follow us, folks. Follow us. Give us a like if you're so inclined, and increase your chances to win $200 or the grand prize. Okay, so this is interesting because I didn't know this until I got here, but you told me that, and I did this in my beats, I think they ran today, Netflix was threatening to buy Warner Brothers. And I say threatening, pardon me, because the CEO of Netflix has basically said he said the days of people going to the movies are over. He wants people sitting in their living rooms watching movies, further isolating us from each other. You might as well sit home on your phone and watch TV. That is not the look. We all do that. I love that, but it's a terrible outlook. So they offered, Netflix offered, like, I thought it was $72 billion. You said $82 billion.
$82 billion.
It's
yeah.
A ton of money to buy Warner Brothers and their catalog and all their franchises and all their great films. So now today I got here and you told me, Conrad, that Paramount is making a play for Warner Brothers as well.
Yes, a lot more money too. I believe it was $108 billion to buy it.
They don't come in at $83 billion, an extra billion.
It's just like
it seems like bad negotiating.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't know who I want to own it. I wish Warner Brothers would just keep it because I think what they've done with their films is great.
Sure. The oldest studio in Hollywood, I believe. I think it predates Disney. I could be wrong about that.
Like you said, I mean, Netflix, they want to keep you at home.
Right.
And I don't know. I do like some Paramount stuff, but I don't feel like their movies are that, compared to Warner Brothers, there's no real...
Well, their movies, they have good movies, but recently, I would say Paramount, and if you subscribe to Paramount Plus, they've got all the Taylor Sheridan movies on there, or TV shows on there, but he left, and now he's somewhere, I think he's at NBC. That's the network that canceled, I believe, Colbert, or was it Kimmel? I don't know, but they had to, so whatever. I don't think either one of them, I wish Warner Brothers would just stay Warner Brothers,
yeah, exactly.
But I don't want people not to go to movies, and I don't want, you know, CEOs and executives overseeing content politically of what we should be watching. Leave that up to us, but we'll see what happens. This is interesting, though. Don Rosen, our Civic Media brother, who is does an amazing job down on the morning show at WRJN, spinning the oldies like we do here at WGBW. In my beat about this deal, I said Netflix has come a long way since they used to mail DVDs in those paper containers.
Yeah,
in
I remember.
Mid-2000s or like 2005, whatever it was. Don said, and I didn't know this either. In his email, he said, I was one of the last customers that actually got my movies that way. And he said it was like a year ago. As it turns out, he shared with me the email, and this is from Netflix to our pal Don Rosen. Dear Don, for 25 years, it's been our extraordinary privilege to mail movie nights to our members all across America. On September 29th, 2023, we will ship our final iconic red envelope. While times have changed since our first shipment in March of 1998, our goal has remained the same, to provide you with access to the broadest collection of movies and shows possible, delivered directly to your door with no due dates or late fees. As the DVD business continues, blah, blah, blah. So you get the idea, and Netflix closed it by saying, pop popcorn, fire up the player, and enjoy this final season of Red Envelopes. Now, to be fair, I think Netflix recently became my favorite streamer. Like, if you're going to watch something at home, at least they drop all the episodes at once and it's ad-free. It's a little more expensive than the other streamers, but I like that. So as streamers go, I don't mind Netflix, but I don't like them trying to discourage people from going to the movies. So there you go. Lots going on here tonight. Mike Clemens coming up in just a few minutes, folks, and we're going to have some mob talk in hour two, as well as talk about a great documentary that is playing at the Barrymore Theater Wednesday and Thursday of this week. And then we're going to have a little Wisconsin Historical Society talk in hour three regarding the Wade House and a really cool event that's coming up there. But did you see, you know what? How much time do we have?
About a minute and a half.
A minute and a half. All right, I can read some of these. Here's some of our social media responses to our question of the day. What is your favorite football movie? Conrad Krieger, The Longest Yard. Both versions are great. Peach Wabba, All the Right Moves. Rich LoCascio, our WRJN pal, says Invincible. What is that one? I don't think I remember that.
I'm trying to remember it, but I don't know if I've seen that in a while.
Thank you, Rich. Matt Harper, Green Bay rock rap artist, says Rudy. Great film.
Oh, yeah.
Eric Rathsack from Ask Your Mother. We love Eric when he and Adam come in. He says, Rudy is an all-timer, The Replacements for a comedy. Nice,
love
Eric.
The Replacements.
Right, well, Keanu Reeves. Scott Tom says, The Longest Yard, the original with Burt Reynolds. Rudy, Leatherheads with John Krasinski and George Clooney was pretty funny. I never saw that. Great one, though, Tex.
Yeah.
Scott, good contribution. Kevin Williams, my pal Kevin Williams, says, Everybody's All-American. Dennis Quaid. Forgot about that one, too. Eric Pratt says The Blind Side. Lots of good movies. Lots of great football movies, folks. Keep those texts coming and get that keyword in. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. We're coming right back with our pal Mike Clemens to break down the Packer Bear game. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Really close at the end, but give a lot of credit to Green Bay. They made a couple more plays than us. Fortunately, there in the second half, our offense was able to find its footing a little bit, both in the run game and the passing game, and it felt like we had a little bit of rhythm. So made it a game, but fell short at the end of the day.
On the fake, Williams looking, throwing, it is intercepted! Keyshawn Nixon and the Packers will win it!
Gotta believe that we're going to give Caleb a chance to run it. The bootleg to the left, Komet gets behind. Caleb, not enough on that ball. Nixon recovering in coverage on Komet, underthrown, and Nixon makes the game-saving play in their own end zone. What a game. Happily fired up. Great defense. And it's not a sixth game-winning fourth-quarter comeback for this Bears team. They showed a lot of fight today, KB.
It certainly was not, and the game ended, a really good game ended on a fantastic play by the Packer defense. Joining us now to break down the game is our pal, and he is no stranger. He spent better part of an hour with us last week. He even stuck around for Bar Band Friday night, which is pretty cool. Civic Media Sports Authority, Mike Clemens joins us over the phone. Hey, Mike.
Hi, Pete. How are you?
I'm doing great. I was treated to a wonderful football game yesterday. My team didn't come out ahead, but they look competitive, and that's all I can ask for. And tip of my hat to the Packers. That was a pretty phenomenal way to end the game.
Yeah, Packers defense won after Caleb Williams. I mean, I even took this video that had a million views at Packers practice last week, where it's like, why is Micah Parsons running around? It wasn't until I... actually got back to the office and looked at it, and it's like, oh, look at it. He's got a football. He's playing Caleb Williams, scrambling around. And the other defensive linemen are chasing him. So number one was playing the role of Caleb Williams for the Packers defensive line. And I'll tell you, he did a pretty good impression because Caleb can really move.
Yeah.
And so they kept him on the run. I mean, he started out 1 for 7 because he was under so much pressure.
Yeah.
But, you know, by halftime, I think he kind of got used to what the tempo was going to be and maybe where he could find some lanes where he could at least set up and throw. And he made some pretty spectacular throws. And then it gets down to a 4th-and-1, and Green Bay's up 28-21. And so, you know, they've got the Chicago's got the ball in the Green Bay 16. They're 16 yards away from scoring a tie-in touchdown. And then they might have had the decision. Do we kick a point after and tie it up? Or do we go for 2 and try and win it and, you know, avoid overtime? So Caleb takes the ball, and he starts scrambling over to his left, and Keyshawn Nixon is lined up on the left-hand side over the right tackle of the Bears because the guy he's supposed to cover, DJ Moore, a wide receiver, starts out there. But he goes in motion before the snap over to the left tackle. So Keyshawn is trailing him down the line. Ball snap, play's underway. Caleb is rolling out to his left. And all of a sudden you see the other tight end, Cole Kmet, leave from the right left tackle position and kind of slip through all the guys. And there he is in the corner of the end zone wide open. And Keyshawn has enough sense to say, whoa, I'm not going to cover this guy who's still messing around the backfield. I better get that guy that's just released and is uncovered. Yeah. So he rolls over there, goes flying through the air. And I asked Keyshawn after the game what he saw on that play that he ended up making the interception to secure the win for Green Bay.
We was in like a zero call, and my guy went behind the backfield, and I was chasing. And I saw the tight end free, so I knew he was the only person to get the ball. So I just ran to me through the ball. I just think I kind of got high. It was kind of high. Did I jump high?
Caleb released it. Did you think you had a chance at it?
I thought I was going to overthrow it over me, and then I jumped, and I was like, oh, I can't grab it. And I just grabbed it.
Did you know before the snap that they were going to throw? Was there any kind of tell that?
Nah. We was a man, and my guy went behind the line of scrimmage. I was chasing, and I just saw somebody go free. I just chased him. Wasn't even my man.
Wow. Yeah, that was a great play, Mike. And, you know, what surprised you about the game, Mike, like either from the Bears or the Packers?
I guess I would have thought that the Bears would have had more success at running the football because, you know, for me, I thought the Packers' run defense did a pretty good job on that. And I'm surprised that Caleb was not able to make some completions earlier in the game.
Yeah.
Or that, you know, Jeff Hafley had Ben Johnson's offensive tricks figured out, you know, because this Ben Johnson is he's a sharp coach. Look how much, you know, production he's gotten and turning around the Bears and had him in first place, you know, heading into yesterday's game. So then, you know, it's old Bears and Packers, and the Bears have got a rookie receiver by the name of Luther. I covered this kid down in at the Combine, Luther Burden, because there's a radio network in Missouri that they call me and say, hey, if you're going to the NFL Combine, they got all these kids. We got a kid from Mizzou, from Missouri, named Luther Burden. We think he's going to go high in the pick. Could you get an interview with him at Combine? Sure, which I did. And he's not an outgoing guy. He's not like a high-energy guy. He's more kind of a low, competitive guy like this. You know, like, oh, man, you know, tough dude.
Yeah.
Very built, wide receiver. So the Bears picked him in the second round. So he's out there running around, running some passes, blocking, hitting. And then after, you know, a play, there's kind of an excursion. And the next thing you know is you see Keyshawn Nixon walking up to him, and this kid, this rookie, grabs Nixon by the throat. And so Keyshawn makes a swim move with his arm like, hey, get your arm off my throat. Well, that's all that the referee saw because the referee was coming up from the back and he threw a 15-yard unnecessary roughness flag on Nixon. And to which LaFleur is, you know, going nuts and yelling at Nixon when he gets off. Like, you know, why did you take the bait? So I asked Keyshawn, were you surprised that you were the one penalized after it was the Bears, you know, Burden, this rookie, grabbed him by the throat?
Who?
I don't look like getting choked out. I ain't never got choked out. But
what happened? Because it seemed like you were just retaliating.
I mean, I had him, and then I let him go, and they let him come back around and try to, you know. Mm-hmm. It's a division game. It's going to always be like that. We want that smoke. We'll see him again in 2 weeks. They ain't changing.
Were you surprised that you got a penalty?
No.
It's always the second guy that gets caught, right, Mike?
That's exactly what happened. And he didn't want to, you know, get into it. It's like, hey, it's passed. And in the meantime, LaFleur gave him a game ball. But, you know, he was upset, you know, after the game at the post-game press conference that, you know, Nixon got baited from this rookie Burden when he grabbed him by the throat.
That's the voice of Mike Clemens, our civic media sports guru, does a great job covering all sports, specifically the Bears and the Packers, which happened yesterday. We're breaking down the game here with Mike. Mike, What did you think of the lightning fast handshake between the coaches at the end of the game? LaFleur seemed like he wanted no part of Ben Johnson. I don't know what Johnson would have said to him, but you know they have a history thanks to Ben Johnson's introductory press conference that we talked about on Friday. That was a pretty fast handshake.
I think it was intentional.
Yeah, me too. I mean, what are you supposed to do, right? If you're LaFleur,
For people don't know what we're talking about, the game is over. It ends on this, you know, thrilling play. And, you know, the Packers take a kneel down. And so Matt goes running across the field. He locates Ben Johnson, the head coach. And I like they almost, like, slapped hands. I mean, he just, and then he ran away. It's not like he stopped and put his arm on his shoulder and, you know, hey, good game and all that kind of stuff. He said, hey, you know. And I believe LaFleur said, all I just was, hey, see you in 2 weeks, which they will.
Right.
You know, in 2 weeks they'll be down in Chicago playing the Bears again. But then Matt ran over to the tunnel before he went into the locker room. He jumped up a couple times like a cheerleader, you know, getting the crowd all revved up. So that was pretty funny. There's we also got to, you know, hear from Caleb Williams on what happened on that pass intended to Cole Kmet, what he saw on that play that got intercepted by Keyshawn Nixon, if you have that one, Conrad.
We had about two or three guys in front of, you know, either stacking Swift or right there with Swift. And so, you know, rolled out and saw Cole and tried to give him a big boy ball, try and let him go up for it because I ended up seeing 25 starting to sprint. And so tried to slow him up and, you know, kind of give him a chance in those moments. It's, you know, got to have it moment. And they had a guy trailing me and so didn't feel that I could go get it myself. And so just got to give Cole a better shot at it. I think, you know, next time just extend him a little bit more and kind of lead him. You know, but in those moments you want to put the ball in play and trust your guy or, you know, try to have your guy go make a play and just got to give him a better ball.
Well said. I mean, there's not much you can do about it. Nixon made a great play. And Williams, just a couple weeks earlier, completed that same pass to Cole Kmet, Mike. I can't remember what game it was, successfully. So it really was just Nixon making a great play.
Yeah, and I asked LaFleur this afternoon about the play, now that he had time to watch the film. And I said, so am I right that Keyshawn Nixon was following DJ Moore, but then when he realized no one was covering Cole Kmet in the end zone, he broke off from that assignment, ran over there, went flying through the air, and somehow picked that pass off for an interception and prevented the Bears from scoring a touchdown and tying the game. And I also said, and who's supposed to be covering Cole Kmet, you know, when he releases from the line? And then one of the other reporters, I knew this, I was going to see if LaFleur was going to admit it. He didn't say it. But Evan Williams admitted to the other reporters, it was me. I was, you know, I was busy looking at the stuff they had going on in the short, you know, area, the flats, as they call it, by the sideline. That was my guy. I should have followed him into the end zone. So, and LaFleur said it wasn't that unique a play. It's just, you know, they, like you say, they've executed that play before, and it's worked for from the past. The other thing I think thought was interesting, maybe for the Bears fan standpoint, is, so, you know, how did the Bears take this? Well, the fact is, they've won 9 of the last 10 games. They're the Cinderella team of the NFL, like we talked about the other night. And so Cole Kmet, who was intended for that pass, was asked, how do you feel about losing this game to the Packers tonight in Green Bay?
We're a good football team, man, and I think that's a really good football team. Look, it wasn't our best first half of football, but I thought we responded really well coming back. Caleb made some really amazing throws on LeBron, and definitely some good stuff there. Obviously, it sucks with the result, but we'll regroup, get back to it, and look for a win here this upcoming week.
Wow. Yeah, it's interesting. A lot of my friends, Mike, are saying that they have no doubt Johnson would have gone for two if it had gotten to that point. I have to say, though, for a guy who is probably a Coach of the Year candidate, I did not like that last drive as a fan. They were kind of running the ball successfully, and a lot of time ticked off that clock.
Yeah, that's a good point, because they had some timeouts there at the end of the game and time on the clock. So why were they kind of in a hurry to take those shots? But, you know, they were on a roll, because the last couple of plays before that, you know, Caleb Williams was on the run, being chased around, but he made some spectacular completions in order to get to that, you know, 16-yard line play. So, and, you know, just before that was a weird thing. The Bears were set up to run a play, and then all of a sudden LaFleur called a timeout. And today we asked him about that. Like, he said, you know, I was going to call a timeout anyway just to try and get them a little bit out of their rhythm. or see what their lineup was. But the other thing is that the Packers had made a substitution. They had 12 men on the field. So LaFleur called a timeout to avoid getting 12 men on the field. Otherwise, it would have been a first down for him. So, LaFleur won that battle in terms of game management, avoiding his team getting penalized for 12 men on the field. But that might have gotten the Bears a little bit out of rhythm and also might have let, you know, the Packers' defense set up a little bit for that fourth and one play.
That's great stuff, Mike. We're going to do a very short break. We'll have a couple more minutes with Mike. Then he's got to get back to work. But I'm going to ask Mike when we come back what he thinks we can look for in the second matchup, which is just 2 weeks away. A great game yesterday. Mike Clemens is here. It's Pete Schwabe and Nightlight. I'll also ask Mike his favorite football movie when we come back. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
You know, officials, I don't think that their jobs are easy by any stretch. I think it is a difficult job, but I guess I don't know what holding is anymore because I thought that was pretty clear and obvious hold, but I guess I don't know what that means.
All right. That was Packer coach Matt LaFleur. Compliments of Mike Clemens. Hey, real quick, folks, it's Civic Media's Grown Up Gift List Multi-State Text to Win Contest. I gave you the keyword. Here's a reminder. You have to text this in on the app. This hour's keyword is text, T-E-X-T, T-E-X-T. Text it in on the app and you can win $200 or three grand prizes. You'll automatically be enrolled a brand new snowblower, a stainless steel cookware set, or a portable air conditioner. And go ahead, Con.
And yeah, and don't forget to click the link and you can get extra entries as well if you just follow the Civic Media Today and our podcast on Apple Music or Spotify.
You have more chances to win. Text, T-E-X-T is the keyword. Good luck, everybody. We got a couple more minutes with our pal Mike Clemens here talking Bears-Packers. A great game yesterday. Mike, what can we expect in a couple weeks, you think? A similar game? They'll be in Chicago this time. Both coaches, I'm sure, have had a look at each other now. What do you think we can expect?
Well, now the Bears are in second place. The Packers are back in first place in the division. But the Packers have got a tough assignment on Sunday afternoon, 3:25 kick against the Denver Broncos, who currently are the number one seed.
Yeah, they're tough.
Over in the AFC. They've got 11 wins, whereas the Bears are going to play the Cleveland Browns, one of the struggling teams in the league, and then the Packers and Bears will re-meet at Soldier Field the following Saturday night for a 7:25 kick. Now, one of the things that was happening in this game yesterday, and you heard Matt LaFleur referring to it, was Micah Parsons, the pass rusher for the Packers, the difference maker, wearing the number one jersey that the Packers made that huge trade for at the start of the season with the Dallas Cowboys. You know, as weeks go on, these offensive linemen that just can't keep them off their quarterback or out of their backfield, there's a couple times where they were just holding them. You know, there was one play where Mike is coming off on the right tackle, and the right tackle's like practically got him in a fireman's carry, like his arm wrapped around his neck as he's trying to get around him to get to the quarterback. They took a still shot of it from the ground from the stadium cameras, and they put that up on the scoreboard, and people were screaming. And so Micah Parsons was asked after the game, are you getting used to the fact that they're just never going to go call holding on these offensive linemen trying to block you?
Yeah, I'm immune. I just got to keep fighting through. I mean, that's been the definition of my career, just always fighting through whatever. I'm a smaller guy, and I think they realized that, and I got advantage on the defensive side, and I play with a great leverage, and I'm able to get under people's arms. But no point. I think the rule book is they got to be in the chest area. And I'm just not getting grabbed in the chest area. But like I said, there's nothing I can do about it. I just got to keep fighting through.
Boy, he's had some great quotes this past week, hasn't he, Mike?
He's had great quotes since he – that's the way he is. He's well-read. He knows he knows everything from Ali to Kobe in terms of competitor and thought, you know. He's quite the leader that way. He's very detailed. He's very smart. He's really quick. that way. I mean, he reminds me of I think he's destined to be one of the greats. And so then Michael was asked, so, you know, the Bears' offensive game plan has been like what you've seen the last 3 or 4 weeks. It's like keep your quarterback on the move to get away from him, run the ball a lot, don't pass it so much, don't have your quarterback stand back there, you know, like a dead duck just waiting for it. And we asked Micah, did the Bears' offensive plan was it aimed at him on defense?
We definitely had their attention and respect. I mean, you go watch any of their games, they never played a football game like that. I mean, a run game, of course, but, I mean, max protection. I mean, a guy they drafted, Darnell Wright, I mean, you know, I expected a more of a drop back game, but no drop back, a lot of boots, a lot of sifts, and just really trying to get the ball out of his hands as much as possible. So I think we earned a lot of respect schematically, but we just got to adjust for the next time we see him, understanding how they're going to play us.
I don't think anybody would argue with that. That's great stuff, Mike. Hey, this is always fun, buddy, when you come on here. I look forward to the next matchup between these two teams when they play for the 212th time. Outstanding. Do you have a favorite football movie, Mike?
Yeah, when I look at football movies, I can't help but look for realism.
Yeah.
Because football is really hard to capture.
Yeah.
You know, and Warren Beatty's Heaven Can Wait, it's got some moments. Oliver Stone had one called On Any Given Sunday with Al Pacino playing a head coach. It got a little kind of corny.
Yeah.
There's a movie called North Dallas 40 from the 70s with Nick Nolte and Mac Davis. That's pretty close to the real thing. But, you know, Longest Yard with Burt Reynolds and some former players in there, Nitschke's in there. But you know what's really got the most authentic-looking scenes from that era?
Hmm.
Is Brian's song.
With
James Caan is Brian Piccolo, who, you know, passed away from cancer. And Billy Dee Williams playing the great Gale Sayers, you know, the Chicago Bears in the late 60s. They did it, you know, at the Bears training camp. There's a lot of actual Bears players that are in the scenes. And it takes you right back to the way it really was in training camp in, say, you know, 1966, 67.
That's great stuff. You just gave us like 4 movies to check out, Mike, and they're all good. Thank you so much, buddy. Keep bringing the truth to the people. It's great to talk to you as always.
Thank you, boys. Have a good night.
All right, you too. That's Mike Clemens. Check out his work. Follow him on Twitter, Mike Clemens NFL. He does great work there and here at Civic Media as well. Going back to the text line, some of your text. Alan Whitebird says the program. Have you seen that, Con? I've never seen.
I have
that.
Not.
No, I have to check that out. Boris Hamilton, who is on the show later this week, very funny. Boris Hamilton says Rudy. Another vote for Rudy. Civic Media's own Tony Zimmerman says the Replacements. There you go, Con.
That's a great one.
That's one of your faves. Civic Media, our fellow Civic Media colleague. Also, Jenny Brand agrees, says, such a solid choice, Tony Zimmerman. Jason Jerry says, Necessary Roughness, starring Kathy Ireland is the kicker. I forgot about them. Was that an HBO show?
You know,
I think that was a movie.
Thinking about it, it'd probably be like a Disney one.
Yeah, if Kathy Ireland's the kicker, yeah, maybe. And then Eric Pratt says The Blind Side. George Chemers, Remember the Titans. Totally agree, George. Richard Vargas says MASH. There's some football in MASH. That's a good one. Our pal Mike Schmidt, the hilarious Mike Schmidt, says agree on Rudy and original Longest Yard. I'll throw in North Dallas 40, Brian's song Heaven Can Wait. He just mirrored. He said exactly what Mike said. Hey, we're coming right back for hour number 2. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.